DW Radio, your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Newscast. My name is Lou Mangiello from WDWRadio.com. Today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. We are coming to you live from Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa here in Walt Disney World. This is my good friend Glenn Whalen from PrettyGoodMovieRide.com. I almost forgot for and PassamaquoddyDot something.
Something like that.com.
So, we're here in the Grand Floridian. Wanted to come live, sort of take in some of the Christmas music, the Christmas decorations. But first, I want to thank our friends over at TouringPlans.com. They're the sponsor once again for tonight's newscast. If you want to save, Glenn, get this, up to 4 hours per day in each of the Disney theme parks, you'd go to TouringPlans.com. They have crowd calendars, fast pass times, the lines application, touring plans, everything else for your trip. You've been here a million times. I'm going to guarantee on behalf of Touring Plans, it's going to save you time.
I can save at least 4 hours.
At the most 4 hours. But remember, saving time is like saving money, and it affords you more time to eat.
That's awesome.
Which is clearly what we enjoy doing while we're in the park. So touringplans.com gives you more time to eat in the park. That's their new tagline. So we're going to go right from talking about overindulging and eating in food in the parks to something that we know nothing about, which is athletic activities.
Are we going to be able to return to overindulging and talking about food again?
At some point, we will definitely get back
to
it.
Make sure.
But because this is about today's news, let's talk about an announcement that Disney made earlier today to expand the Wide World of ESPN Wide World of Sports complex. They announced that they're going to add some additional playing fields as well as more light, digital video boards and audio systems. It's going to add 25 acres to already 270-acre complex over by where Pop Century is. Obviously been super popular for things like youth athletic events, cheerleading competitions, football competitions. The project's going to be completed by next year, and the fields that they're going to build are going to be able to be used for football, soccer, lacrosse, and field hockey. And when I first heard about the announcements of the expansion of Wide World of Sports, we know that they were talking about putting a bowling alley in years ago. They've since shelved that. The bowling alley is now going to go in a sort of different way. Splitsville is going to come to Downtown Disney. But the one thing I was surprised that Wide World of Sports doesn't have is any sort of swimming facilities.
Right.
Like I was hoping for or expecting, not that I'm some sort of athletic swimmer, but like an Olympic-sized swimming pool, because think about all the additional sort of events that they could have down here for swimming and diving, and you and I, of course, synchronized swimming.
Yeah, synchronized swimming.
Which is a lot of our favorites. But I know a lot of people who have kids, this is a great way for them to come down and they sort of get to play, and we've toured the facility before, really sort of get to play on the grand stage, and ESPN kind of makes a big deal about broadcasting it here in the parks. If you're staying on property, there's one of the stations that they broadcast some of the events from. So while the expansion doesn't necessarily add things for the everyday guests, for the young athletes that come down, I think it's pretty exciting.
I think it's great. We have people come down for Pop Warner, whether it's football or cheerleading.
Somebody's saying, it's next
soccer.
Week, I think, right?
Yeah, so I think it's every week. and the soccer tournaments, lacrosse, and these extra four fields can be swapped around to any one of those events. With the exception of baseball. I don't think it's going to act as a baseball field. But it allows them to, when they're busy, to continue allowing other people to come on and use the fields.
Right. And it's a super high-tech facility, too. I mean, if you've ever run in a Disney Endurance event or a marathon, usually that's where you go to pick up your race packet. We've seen the Harlem Globetrotters play there.
Yes.
But there's also the... the restaurant is there too, and the field house is there too. So it's actually a neat place to go and visit. One of these days, next year, we're going to have a meetup for Atlanta Braves spring training. We're going to have a day at the ballpark.
Awesome.
We're going to have a WDW Radio day at the ballpark.
2 weeks of games.
That's what we're going to have to do.
That's a great idea.
They have hot dogs, right?
They have hot dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Just so we can definitely do the day at the ballpark.
We're back to that. Okay.
So we're done with sports.
All right,
we're done with sports right now. But if anybody's watching, if you've been to Wide World of Sports, if you have kids who've come to Wide World of Sports, I'd love for you to share your thoughts or experiences there in the comments section over at WDWRadio.com. But the big news, the big talk for the past week, and I know this does not resonate with you yet because you haven't seen it yet, It's Muppets, Muppets, Muppets.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're little pup, the Sesame Street and Big Bird.
I remember Grover. I remember something 20 years ago.
Tickle Me Otis. No?
No.
So, yeah, the Muppets really, you know, opened up to a huge response,
right?
Not just critically, but from those of us who grew up with the Muppets.
Right.
We grew up with Sesame Street. I spent, wasn't it Monday nights at 7:30, the Muppet Show was on CBS. Like, that was sort of, that was kind of our it was like the Sunday nights with Walt Disney. Like,
right.
It was a thing that we sort of gathered around to do.
Sure.
Well, the Muppets opened this past week. I love the film.
Great.
It resonated with me on a nostalgic level. It was true to the, whatever, I'm such a geek, I know. I laughed. I cried.
I cried
a little bit. I sang along,
right,
quietly. I liked it so much, I want to go see it in the theaters again, which is something I never do.
Nice.
And I'm telling you that when you go see it and can have more relevant conversation to input into the show, you're going to love it too. And
that
if not,
great.
You have no soul.
Well, it did get 98% approval ratings on Rotten Tomatoes,
yeah.
Which is, that's...
Unheard of.
That's like the best critical and public response. You kind of felt the same way about Tron. Oh, no, Tron, you fell asleep in.
I was sick.
Okay.
I was sick when I... The other thing, too, that you get about the Muppet movie is that you can clearly tell it was brought to life by someone who was a Muppet. Jason Segel, this was truly a passionate project for him, because he is, admittedly, a huge Muppet fan. He has, or had as a child, a list of three things he wanted to do. One was do something with the Muppets, like host the Muppet Show or be on the Muppets, be on Saturday Night Live, and be on David Letterman. And this past week, he did all three. So talk about a neat story. But anyway.
Yeah, I think he decided, I grew up as watching Muppets,
right,
and now everybody that was his age now has children. Make a movie for those parents, and the parents are going to take those kids and reintroduce them to the Muppets.
I have the same kind of dream about Three's Company. I'm going to bring the Three's Company movie back. But the reason why I bring up the Muppets is not specifically to talk about the movie per se, but timing being everything, Disney made a big announcement about the Muppets as well, too, because the Disney Fantasy is launching in spring next year, and we cruised on the Disney Dream this past year. We talked about that interactive game, the Midship Detective Agency. Well, they're going to bring that same experience to the Disney Dream in an interactive game called The Case of the Stolen Show, where they're going to have enchanted art around the entire ship, themed towards the Muppets, and you will be able to sort of embark on an adventure with all your favorite Muppet characters. You're going to have Kermit, Miss Piggy, Fozzie, and Gonzo, Animal, and more than 20 other Muppets getting ready to stage a big performance. But the problem is that Kermit's banjo is missing, Fozzie's squirting flower is gone, Gonzo's crash helmet's gone astray, and Animal's drumsticks have disappeared. Oh, and the Swedish chef can't find his cleaver as well, too. So this is what I like this. Pepe the King Prawn is going to be it's sort of a relatively new Muppet. He is going to be the detective to help Kermit and the Muppets and you find the missing props for their show. But because they're a little worried about Pepe's detective skills, they're going to enlist our help to try and help search, seek out it as well. So just like the Midship Detective Agency game, you're going to have a map, you're going to have a game card that you're going to hold up in front of pieces of this enchanted art, and you're going to be able to unveil clues, find the props. They're also going to have a Muppet message board and find a Muppet-sized stateroom door to uncover clues. So they're going to sort of expand it, excuse me, even beyond what they did on the Disney Dream. Here's a quick little video of what some of that enchanted art that you're going to see on the Fantasy, which is a little bit different than what is on the Disney Dream. Again, you can sort of see in the background the castle and the fireworks. The neat thing about the enchanted art is that it looks just like a regular piece of art until you go by it and it comes to life. I love the fact, because I think for a lot of us, once Disney took over the franchise of the Muppets, we've been waiting for it to come back. I'm going to link in the show notes to some segments on the show that I've done in the past with Jim Corcus and a few others, some of the guys who helped design, Craig Shaman, who helped design Muppet Vision. when we talk about the Muppets That Never Were, because there was supposed to be this whole sort of Muppet land
right.
as part of Hollywood Studios. Yeah. There was actually talk of having where Mama Melrose's is, it was going to be a pizza restaurant.
Yep.
There was going to be sort of a Muppet Great Movie Ride. And we've been sort of waiting for them to start bringing the Muppets back, so it's nice to see them sort of starting to take these first steps towards bringing them back on the cruise ship.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. And I remember that whole big plan with, and I guess I first rolled it out with Meet the Muppets.
Right.
Which is where the Ariel
right.
is now. So.
Do you remember when the monorail crashed through?
Yeah, that's how it ended. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So there was Here Come the Muppets. It was Here Come the Muppets. The other one was the Days of Swine and Roses.
Days of Swine.
And it was odd because they weren't sort of little puppet Muppets. They were giant
sort of
walk-around Muppets.
Right.
And it was my first time ever seeing like them with feet.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of walking around like that. So Crispy's saying the same thing that a lot of people who came out of the movie were saying was bring back the Muppet Show. They would love to see sort of that. And I had a couple of conversations with people online this week about that. The idea of having that family-type variety show.
Right.
You know, we've got so much nonsense on TV. You know, enough of the Snooki, enough of the divorced housewives of Windermere County. To have that sort of family show that we don't have with the Wonderful World of
sure.
Disney or like a Muppet Show, I'd love to come back. Maybe you couldn't do it every week,
right.
but sort of have a Muppet Show like that every month with celebrity guests.
Yeah, I just remember so many of the, well, I mean, the celebrities that were on it then don't resonate with many people now, but I do remember like when Gene Kelly was on.
Right, right.
And they kept suggesting that he was going to sing Singing in the Rain. And they kept pushing it off and pushing it off. And at the end, he walked out and they had recreated the set on it.
Right.
It was very melancholy. It was, like, very sad.
Yeah.
But it was, like, really nice. So we'd have to have today's celebrities on it. So Snooki may be on it after all.
Maybe not.
So.
Somebody is laughing as we're talking. But, yeah, so people are talking about seeing Alice Cooper, Juliet Prowse.
Yeah.
I remember Steve Martin, Bob Hope.
Mark Hamill,
that's right.
So,
yeah. And my kids, I introduced them to the Muppets by buying them all the Muppet shows on
right.
DVD.
Right.
And they fell in love with that. Forget the music, forget who the celebrities were. They loved those shows.
Yep.
So now when they saw the film, it totally resonated with them because they had sort of experienced growing up with the Muppets in a span of like 2 months
right.
by
yeah.
watching all the DVDs. But there is a sort of resurgence again of this love of the Muppets.
Yes. Yes.
And so we always talk about a sort of backyard Imagineering and things that we'd love to see come to the parks. And over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, that area by the Muppets and by Star Tours, I've always asked the question, you know, would we like to see sort of a Star Wars themed land there or a Muppet themed area there? With the success of the film, and again, this reinvigorated interest in the Muppets, I wonder if that's even more of a possibility than it was before.
Well, I think the Muppets call for a lot more interactivity. You could actually have people learn how to create their own Muppet and have it see what it looks like.
Why are you sticking your hand up my back? Why? And I think, too, the Muppet, you know, Star Wars might not resonate with everyone.
Yes.
You know, it might not resonate with grandma, it might not resonate with kids who didn't grow up with the original trilogy, where Muppets is something that is very easy to attach to. excuse me. I think that's why Muppet Vision 3D has remained exactly the same as it was
right.
and hasn't need to be updated because you go in there now and you've seen it 100 times, but you still laugh and the audience still, you know, has audible laughs in the appropriate times. It's not like, oh, these jokes are old and corny.
Yeah.
Although they are old and corny.
They are old
right.
and corny. The show itself, it's not, with the exception of when you start to see the tourists at the end, you start to realize how old that video
right.
is because of how they're all dressed like Scott Otis. So it is like, that's when we start to see how old that video
right.
is.
But it's not like The Timekeeper when Boys
right.
to Men was in there or some of these other films that are clearly sort of locked in a moment in time. You can almost get past that because
yeah.
it's sort of in a background thing at the end. I usually am focusing still on the toy soldiers with no pants. So, but again, we're looking at people in the chat while some people are sort of, you can hear them saying, pigs in space. Space! Other people are saying they'd like to see something more like Star Wars there, you know, because of
that
what they grew up.
That person's name is Stan Solo, by the way.
Somebody is now saying that this is like their weekly Muppet show. Yeah. Without the you are the celebrity guest. Excuse me, sorry. So, the question I want to leave you with this week is, would you like to see more Muppets? Specifically, would you like to see more Muppets coming to the Disney theme parks? I think the excitement that we're seeing with them introducing this for the Disney Fantasy, where people are saying on Twitter, that's what's going to put them over the edge. Now they really want to go because they want that sort of Muppet experience. Would you like to see more in the parks? Where is it appropriate? You know, I think Hollywood Studios, you've got that area right back there. And if so, what would you like to see? And people are already saying, well, they just canceled Pan Am on ABC, bring back the Muppet Show. Maybe not all that far from reality, from a possibility. So, of course, they're saying there's about things like Muppet Star Wars. You know, there is that synergy here already. And there's actually a new line of Muppet Star Wars figures coming out just in time for Christmas. In case you're wondering what to get me for Christmas, Muppet Star Wars. It's the best of all worlds. So, we would love to know. Please leave in the comments section over on YouTube or at wdwradio.com. Would you like to see more Muppets? Where and what would you like to see? Excuse me. I would like to see some of those original concepts come back.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of that pandemonium pizza kitchen with Gonzo and Rizzo the Rat, I think would be a neat thing. You know, Mama Melrose is nice, but you can really sort of create a whole Muppet-themed land in that area. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget to come over to the blog over at wdwradio.com. We have our WDW Radio Holiday Project going on now where we're asking you to send holiday cards or maybe even a small gift to some soldiers who are stationed overseas. We've sort of adopted a unit over there, and you can find the address on the blog. We also have our Christmas Went Disney project. This is my tree. This is what I'm submitting for my Disney Christmas tree. But if you decorate your house, your front yard, your backyard, your Christmas tree, whatever it is, like Disney, you can enter our Christmas Went Disney contest. And also, check the blog for a new blog lineup. We're going to have a recurring set of new blog features every day of the week. So you have something to look forward to, including more new videos, guest contributors, and songs from Glenn Whalen, I'm just letting you know this now. So, again, please come by the site, leave comments on the show, come by, follow me over on Twitter. I am at Lou Mangiello. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Facebook, Google+. You'll find everything over at wdwradio.com. You'll find this guy and the most amazing piece of video work I've ever seen over at prettygoodmovieride.com. You can also check out loumangiello.com for some of the other stuff we've got going on. Anything else you want to leave a little manamana? That's going to do it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am Lou Mangiello. That is Glenn Whalen. Good night, and until next time.
Manamana. No,
thank you.
I can't get up. I'm secured to the seat.
You should move it to Pittsburgh.